You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Well, with around 6 weeks to go until the Cheltenham Festival, we're continuing to look at some of the anti-post markets here at William Hill. And right now we're going to look at the Stayers Hurdle. We will be hearing from Alex Dunn and Lord Budden on the Stayers race at the festival in a few moments' time. But first of all, I'm Mark Walton. I'm joined in the studio by Andrew Thornton. And the market at the time of recording this is headed by Sam Spinner at 7-2, Super Sunday 6-1, 10-1 for Apples Jade, 10-1 for Penhill, 12-1 Lamy Surge, and Yanworth 14's the new one. And Harry and Holstone as well, 16s or bigger for the others. We did see the Cleve Hurdle at the weekend, of course, won by Agrapar at 9-1, and second was Holstone and Colin Sister back in third position. Can you make a case for Agrapar as a staying hurdle?
I would if it was very soft, but he's not even in the race. No. They would have to supplement him. It wouldn't be cheap to supplement him. A lot would depend on the winner. He is ground dependent. He loves this time of year. When the ground's not particularly nice, he's one horse that thrives on it. He's proved it in the past. Holstone's a rock-solid horse. He's always runs well at Cheltenham.
I don't think he's ever been out of the frame at Cheltenham, has he?
He's barely been out of the frame. He's still got to prove it at grade one level. That's the thing. Grade one level, he's still got to produce it. Colin's sister, look, she's very, very tough. She's genuine, but the chances are she will probably run in the mare's race, I would imagine, at Cheltenham. Mm. That would be her route. As for the Stayers Hurdle, I don't think what happened at the weekend has affected the market whatsoever. Sam Spinner, an improving horse, unexposed at 3 miles, only had the two starts at 3 miles, and he's won both starts, so he's a rock solid favourite in there. Super Sunday, no, we know this one will handle Cheltenham, having won there last season. And Penhill won there last year as well. So he's certainly a horse that deserves to be well up there in the market. But for me, I think the new one, look, he loves the track. He loves that Stayers Hurdles track at Cheltenham. And he hasn't had a chance to go on it before. Nigel's always said, we're going for the Champion Hurdle. I was dying for him to run in it last year after winning at Haydock last season. He's won that race for the fourth season running now. And for me, he's certainly worth a crack at this race. I don't think he's too old. I think it's the right race. People forget, he won over 2.5 miles at the Cheltenham Festival at grade one level 5 years ago. Mm. 2.5 miles, and people are questioning, will he get the trip? Of course he will. He won over 2.5 miles 5 years ago. He's been crying out for it. The fact is, they've kept him at 2 miles because he shows so much speed. Most of the valuable prize money is at that level.
Mm.
And that's the key fact of keeping him at that level. Look, he's a winner. He's tough. And for me, he's running over at Cheltenham, the Stayers Hurdle. It's only an extra 3 furlongs to what he ran over 5 years ago. And can I tell you the horse he beat?
Yeah.
He beat a horse called Rule the World that won over 4.4 miles. He beat a thorough stayer in that race 5 years ago. And for me, he's been crying out for this. He's massively overpriced. He will not start at 14-1 on the day. Whether he's good enough to beat Sam Spinner, time will tell. But he handles Cheltenham. The fact is, he's been in the Champion Hurdle. He's been running at the highest level against the quickest horses.
Mm.
He's going to think they're in second gear in the Stayers Hurdle. I think it's tailor-made for him. And the fact is, he loves the Stayers Hurdles track.
Yeah, I'd like to see him go to it. It's the longer run. Twist and Davis today.
The old course, which the Champion Hurdle it on, is with the short term, the short straight.
Yeah.
Whereas the Stayers Hurdle, you've got the longer run down to the last. You've got the longer run, which I think will suit him down to the ground. He's got more time to get into gear up that hill. He will be staying on. And look, he's got the class. He's not going to run from now till then. Mm. And for me, he's physically in better shape this year. And speaking to Sam as well, he feels he's in better shape this year than he has been in a couple of years. He didn't jump as markedly right at Haydock last time out. He's very, very healthy and he's very, very well. His races have been very well spaced out this season as well. And I don't think it's too late. You know, he's not a youngster. But the thing is, he's been running at the lesser trip. He'll be sharp coming into this. And I think that at 14-1, he's a cracking each way bet.
Could belatedly get himself a festival win because it's the one thing that's missing really for him, isn't it?
Oh, crikey. Look, he's won over £1 million now. Yeah. The fact that he hasn't run over this sort of trip before is because he's so good at the highest level over 2 miles. And I can't emphasise more, it's the fact that there's the prize money. Nigel Justin Davis is a greedy man. He likes the money. So the fact he's been running over 2 miles is by the by. He's running over on the right course at Cheltenham this time. I think that's the key fact behind the new one.
William Hill's non-runner insurance returns for the Cheltenham Festival 2018. If your anti-post fancy misses the festival, then you'll get your money back in cash. Any runner, any race, and to any stake, you're covered with non-runner insurance here at William Hill, and we'll get your money back if your horse doesn't run at the festival. Terms and conditions apply. Available only on bets placed after 8 a.m. on January the 6th.
Let's talk now about the Stayers Hurdle. A fascinating renewal is coming up. Alex Dunn joined by John Budden. Sam Spinner, the 7-2 market leader for the Stayers Hurdle. Super Sunday is 6-1. It's 10s for Apples Jade and Penn Hill. 12-1 Lammy Surge and Yanworth. The new one is 14-1 with You Know What I Mean, Harry and Holston. Bacardi's 16s with Faheen. 20-1 Beer Goggles and Le Bag au Roi. 25-1 and Bigger the remainder. There's a lot of really creditable horses in the lineup for this.
There are indeed.
I think it's hard to make head or tail of the majority of the runners that I've just said right now. But does Sam Spinner deserve to be 7-2 at the head of affairs, Lord Budden?
Yes, I think he does. Okay. I mean, I'm very much in favour of Sam Spinner. So this is a very decent horse, you know. Mm. A lot of people thought that he wasn't going to win at Ascot before Christmas in the long walk hurdle, that his previous run had been a bit of a fluke, and that this was a North Country hairy horse who was not going to actually produce enough quality to beat, shall we say, Lammy Surge. Well, Joe Colliver gets on really well with Sam Spinner. Jed O'Keefe is no slouch. This horse only costs 12,000 guineas, but he's got form on the flat as well as over hurdles. And I thought his performance in the long walk hurdle at Ascot was excellent. Mm. He hurdled really well, and he took them along at an excellent gallop. And just as you thought, and indeed the commentator thought, that he was going to be mullered from the home turn, he lengthened his stride and he held off the opposition, including Lammy Surge, with a considerable amount of confidence. I mean, I hope he'll go really well in the Stayers Hurdle, and I see no reason why he shouldn't.
One horse that we have to mention is the new one. Now, it does look like it is going to be the Stayers Hurdle and not the Champion Hurdle, finally, for the new one. And I'd love him to win a race at the festival. I'd love him to.
Well, it would be the most popular win of the whole festival, wouldn't it?
Is 14-1 a fair price?
Yes, I think it is a fair price, because you would have to say that the new one has had to be pushed really hard to win his races this season. And Nigel Tristan Davis has always said, you know, that he is better over the slightly shorter trip. Now, many people have tried to persuade that wily trainer that he's talking through his beard, but he hasn't got one, of course. But it would be tremendous if he were to win. And certainly Sam Tristan Davis would, you know, talk about turning himself around in knots to get the new one to score. And 14-1 is a perfectly fair price for a horse who's shown that he acts at Cheltenham over whatever distance it might be.
And of course, so many others in the anti-post market, the likes of Super Sunday, Lammy Surge, Yanworth, You Know What I Mean, Harry Holston, Beer Goggles, of course. If we are to have what the prices would currently suggest is a bit of a shock, it certainly wouldn't be that much of a shock in terms of a lot of those horses have already been there, done that, got the T-shirt, haven't they?
They have. And of the ones who mentioned there, Super Sunday is one that is definitely got several stars at the behind him, because this is a horse who acts very much in the spring, works well at the festival, seems to be in good form, and he looks to have been specially kept for this stayers hurdle. Mm. And nothing would surprise me at all to see Super Sunday run really well. And I'm a Jed O'Keefe supporter in this contest, but nevertheless, if Sam Spinner can't win and the new one is not quite able to manage to reflect the popularity that that victory would bring, then Super Sunday has got to have a big chance. And lurking is Yanworth.
Mm.
Will Yanworth go over fences, retain that sort of situation? Will he come back to hurdles? If Connections decided to run him in this event, then Yanworth is just the sort of classy horse who could be lurking at the final flight and being held up and held up and then put his nose in front about half a furlong from the line. I think there are a tremendous number of possibilities at this stage for the Stayers Hurdle, and Yanworth would definitely be one of them.
But your allegiance is with...
I'm a Sam Spinner. I definitely want Sam Spinner to win this, and I think he's got all the credentials, guts, the right attitude, ability to stay the trip, and will be specially produced at peak fitness by Jed O'Keefe.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.